You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles Steve Steele and his CD, The Expat. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Steve Steele is a multi-instrumental singer-songwriter based out of Houston, Texas, who has just released his CD, The Expat, the long-awaited follow-up to his 2003 debut EP, Infrared Introspective. Rockwired spoke with Steve about his new album, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD, The Expat, here is Steve Steele with Revelation on the Radio. From the CD, The Expat, that was Steve Steele with Revelation on the Radio. Visit Steve at his official website, www.stevesteele.com. I had a chance to catch up with Steve over the phone to discuss his new album, and here's how the interview went. Well, it's a great CD you've got out, and now that all the work that has gone into making it's behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Actually, I'm very proud of it. I did put a lot of work into it, and I think just finishing it is, finishing it and getting it out there and making it part of, the music scene is cause enough to celebrate, really.
I see. And who all did you work with in putting it together in terms of production?
It was mainly my idea. I did work with Steve Christensen at Sugar Hill Studios in Houston. Sugar Hill Studios is a studio that's been around since, gosh, I think the 40s or 50s.
Right.
And Steve Christensen just recently won a Grammy for engineering a Steve Earle album. Anyway, so I had done most of the music, and then I met him. Somebody suggested he'd be a great engineer for this kind of record. So we got together, and it's basically, that's it. It was my idea and his engineering, so.
I see. And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
You know, actually, it's kind of a cliche. I went on this long camping trip out into West Texas, out into the desert. And
okay.
I was out there, and I was, I just realized it just came to me. Basically, I want to do this. This is exactly what I want to do. And it's going from Houston to West Texas is about a 10-hour trip. So yeah, you know, a long time to think. You know,
oh yeah, I think I've taken that drive before. Yeah.
Yeah, down I-10 or whatever. Anyway, so and I remember just calling people on the way back. Hey, I'm gonna record an album. I'm gonna do this. You know, and I had the whole thing worked out in my head at that time. I mean, just that trip, and that's it really. That's how it started, and I never deviated from my plan. I basically knew what I wanted to do. I knew the sound of the record. I had it in my head, and it didn't really change. I came home and just started demoing everything. I demoed the whole record, and then I went and re-recorded the whole thing.
Wow. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, talk about the band that you record with. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them sort of brought to the table that made this thing work.
Well, the first person that I got was Richard Shalonkian, a drummer, a friend of mine, who's really known as a jazz drummer around town, sort of a session guy. And everyone I talked to was like, that's a very odd choice for this record, because he's not even a rock drummer. But I knew his influences, very influenced by the 80s and that whole kind of style and that sound. There's this club here called Numbers. Here in Houston, it's very 80s retro style, and we both used to go hang out there on Friday night. So I knew he knew exactly the feel of what I was going for. So he was the first person, and we worked together. And the other guys that are on the album, oh, Scott Ayers, guitar player. He's sort of a local legend. He added a lot of the ambience that you hear. He did a lot of layering of ambience. And I knew he was the perfect choice too. And some of the other guys, Don McKenzie and Jose Miguel and Milton DeCoronado, they're friends of mine. So I brought them in where I felt like I needed some extra sound that I couldn't provide.
I see. Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
I'm at it a lot. I mean, you know, I pick up the guitar every day, or I sit down at the piano. Today I sat down at the piano for a couple of hours and just went through a bunch of different chord progressions, and I have notebooks everywhere. I keep notes like crazy. I mean, I've got dozens of notebooks, sticky pads everywhere, tape recorders in every room, and I record everything. I don't sit down and think, okay, I'm going to write a song right now. I usually, when I have an idea, a good idea, an idea that I think it needs to stick or that I need to pursue, then I'll start demoing it. You know, it's like Beethoven hearing, you know, the Fifth Symphony. You know, dun, 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 dun. He's like, hey, that's a great idea. You know, I'll work out the rest of the 60 minutes of the symphony or whatever. You know.
Visit Steve at his official website, www.stevesteele.com. From his CD, The Expat, here is Steve Steele once again with Via Satellite.
So long, the lost generation. Thank you. Good night. We'll all- told you all. I think by July 4th I'll play God. I'll pass the buck back in a snowballing fraud. As the ticker times down, repeat after me. I'm not afraid of death, I'm afraid of reality. This is life via satellite. Revolution on this Friday night. How many times can I count the ways that I've left this town? Light this cigarette and pass it around. Show our fathers they have let us down. Dance the fire, dance the whites of your eyes. Light the fuse and say your goodbyes. Still leftovers from the romantic age. Alpha males of the world. Take desperate steps to call Girl Friday. She's a shaker like her daddy was a dandy. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Miss the hand jive and the boof on his play. This is life by a satellite. Revolution on this Friday night. How many times can I count the ways that I've left this town? Light this cigarette and pass it around. Fathers have let us down. Dance the fire, dance the whites of your eyes. Throw a kiss and say your goodbyes.
Listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is proud to present the January Artist of the Month, the Jesus Rehab, and their CD, The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows. Never before has love and life sounded this electrifying, or this quirky. As evidenced by the songs, Memories Are Better Than Photographs, Running in Place, and the irresistible pop of If It Feels Good, It Is Good. Armed with frenetic arrangements and irony that could put Shel Silverstein to shame, this is a collection of songs worthy of repeated plays on the old iPod. Visit the band at www.thejesusrehab.com. The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows from the Jesus Rehab. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Online radio that rocks. Cast your vote for Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are Hidden Like, Lousy Robot,
Now, now.
Adam Rader. Brennan Dillon. Distorted Fate. Of God and Science. And $11 Life. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwired.com. Polls will close January 30th, 2011, and the winner will be announced on February 2nd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for Steve Steele and his latest CD, The Expat. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Steve regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And in reading your press release, you know, I thought it was funny, you know, you'd give anything to get out of Houston right now. Is that still the case?
You know, it's a catch-22. Houston's inspiring in a way.
How so?
Well,
I'm not trying to be a smart ass. I just
it's inspiring because I want to get out, you know, and music is a way of escaping. And so, you know, there's to me that's sort of my way out at the moment, is to just go inwards. And there is actually a lot of very talented group of musicians here in Houston. I mean, I can get anything done here in Houston that I could do in Los Angeles or New York or anywhere else, musically. So it doesn't really matter where I'm at, but I've got lots of good musician friends here and, you know, access to great recording studios and, so yeah, you know, I would love to leave Houston, but I think, at least another album will come from the feeling of living in this place.
I see. And talk about live shows. How have they been going, if at all?
I'm sort of in the beginning process of really getting a formal band together, because I do want a tour. I just got a new drummer. His name is Kez Morris. He's from Scotland. He's a great drummer. He's incredibly into it. I've got a couple of guys from the album, actually, Don McKenzie, and another friend of mine who isn't on the album, but he used to play with me a way back. His name is Alex Rodriguez. So right now we're a quartet. And I'll play keyboards, or I'll front the band. Sometimes I play guitar. The shows are going well. Things are picking up, and I've got a great band. I've got really good musicians in my band. Really happy about that.
Any plans for, like, a video for any of the tracks later on down the line? Because some of them sound like they could lend themselves well to some sort of visual representation.
You know, I thought about that, and I was going to try to do something, but, you know, I kind of like just the idea of, you know, what you said, they lend themselves to, you know, visualization, so, you know, I don't think videos, because the music is sort of a soundtrack anyway, so soundtrack for your imagination, I guess.
I see. And what songs off of the album resonate for you the most, and why?
Well, the album is in three sections. You know, maybe Revelation on the Radio is pretty important to me. Star City, and Godwin Park. I think maybe those are the... Stara Mostowska, maybe that one too. But none of them really stand out over other ones, because they all have their own place in the narrative, you know. But the name of the album, The Expat, no one's asked me about that, you know. Obviously, I think people know that that's a short name for
expatriate.
Right? Yeah. I don't know if people know that or not, or if they just think The Expat. What's that? You know.
Oh no, believe me, I read enough Hemingway to know. But
yeah, I'm sure you know some people know that. No one's asked me about that, but I mean, you know that. It's sort of a metaphor for wanting to get out of Houston, but it's also a metaphor for other things too. So as far as songs that resonate for me, probably the ones that where the storyline picks up the most, Goblin Park would probably be the one.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
This is an album I think that needs to be, listened to in headphones. You know, it's a singular experience, an experience where somebody wants to, you know, it's like watching a film. You know, so it's like going on a journey. It's an experience for someone alone to reflect about their disconnectedness. I think everyone feels that in some way. Just depends on how much they either want to admit it or how much they recognize it. And so this is a chance to reflect on that.
Visit Steve at his official website, www.stevesteele.com. From his CD, The Expat, here is Steve Steele once more with Star City. Going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Steve Steele and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Mush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Our mattresses are gray with years, are passing out in our streets.